Representative Hubbard has several reasons why he struggles with the plan. The first, lawmakers' refusal to adequately fund Medicaid.
Alabama has one of the lowest funded Medicaid programs in the country. And in fact, Alabama and California are the only states in the country where the federal government has given us a waiver on the amount of state dollars we put into Medicaid per patient. It is shameful, the level of funding that we appropriate for Medicaid.
The state's constitution mandates that legislators pass balanced budgets. These budgets are always based on anticipated income. Hubbard says this general fund budget does not pass muster.
This constitutional amendment is nowhere near projected revenue. It is a budget that is based on the hope that the people of Alabama will succumb to the scare tactics that the Republican leadership is putting on them and vote against their own self-interest to ensure their job security, quite frankly. You have a governor telling state employees that if you don't vote for this constitutional amendment, you may not have a job next year. And that's not leadership, that's extortion.
His other concern, taking the money out of the trust fund, the plan's proponents say is the state's savings account. Hubbard disagrees.
In fact, it's much like a 401k. It's an investment program that we have that's going to provide revenue for us to sustain our lifestyle down the road. You don't want to go into that account and take that revenue out because you will decrease the interest that you're getting off that.
Advocates view it as a temporary fix. The Montgomery lawmaker views it as a political ploy.
It's no more a fix than a Band-Aid is on a gunshot wound. This simply buys the politician some time to get through the next election and to be able to say to the voters, we didn't have to raise your taxes. Rather, we blew your 401k on a spending habit that we can't seem to get under control.
Hubbard notes he has worked across party lines to create sustainable funding for Medicaid, and he says no matter what the vote's outcome is, he will continue to do so. I'm Karen Brown, WVAS News.